This is Juno Afternoon. I'm Boston Christopher. Murder, intrigue, a good book, and maybe some dessert. Let's talk about all of that with our next guests. Welcome to Betsy Longenbaugh, retired longtime reporter with master's degree in social work and now full-time author. And Ed Schoenfeld, 37 years in Alaska media at Juno Empire, regional news director for Coast Alaska, and so much more. Hello to you both.
Hi.
Thank you.
Hi.
Gunnith Chiefs for being here today. I am so excited to chat with you, and we have not nearly enough time to get everything in that we need to talk about. And I'm just going to let this great theme song from the movie The Conversation with Gene Hackman from the 70s play in the background just a little bit. So, Gunnith Chiefs again for being here today. First, though, I know, Betsy, we're going to get to your book that was released yesterday and both of the events that are coming up this weekend. But first, I have to ask you, you came back from Vegas recently. From the Crime Con.
Yes, we did.
Can you fill us in on what Crime Con is? What do you do there? What happens there? Why do you go? Who shows up?
We discovered
that those are not our people.
Oh, they're not your people.
It's several thousand. The organizers said 5,000 true crime fans.
Yeah.
Okay.
People who follow. I mean, there's hundreds of podcasts and TV shows and blogs that focus mostly on recent true crime and things that are not solved yet. And we're really into history.
Yes.
So everything we talk about is generally between 1900 and 1960.
Okay.
We used to talk about some more recent cases, but it was just too close to home for some of the people we talked to. So
gotcha.
We're historians or amateur historians.
So what did they do there?
Oh, it was actually pretty fascinating. They had a series of different speakers talk about everything you can imagine. Forensic entomology. Yes, how different bugs chew on different dead bodies. That
Ooh.
Was fascinating and disgusting. And then they had some great presentations on genealogical DNA research, which
oh.
is where they take DNA and tie it to families and then find out from the families what member's been missing and identify long dead unidentified remains, which was absolutely fascinating.
That's got to be a little bit mind-blowing, right,
it
in terms
really,
of the
really
detail
was.
That they can get into now?
Right, and they're using almost exclusively volunteer genealogists who do this work because they've been helping people trace their birth parents. And
okay.
now they're, instead of tracing birth parents, they're tracing the DNA of families to find out who these remains belong to. And they're extraordinarily successful. So that was – there were just some absolutely fascinating presentations. And then there were some that were just – odd.
There was a lot of fan stuff. I mean, there was
a lot of
Dave
fan stuff.
NBC thing where they were supposed to be talking about, you know, what would be new in their world, and they did. But it was mostly a fan show.
Yeah, every time Morrison talked, somebody would giggle. Yeah.
Gotcha. Right, right, right. Yeah, that makes sense. Now, Ed, I know when I was looking at some of your past, you got me in a way because you've been in the business for a long time. I know you're retired now and you're doing this historical work and all this research. But I read something that I thought was funny to me, and that mm-hmm. is that the splicing of the reel to reel. And I did that way back in the day when yeah. I was a sound designer. And, like, you know, the director wants a change and it takes, you know, a day.
Yeah.
And now – so the question is, with the technology that happens today, mm-hmm. right, like just this, what we've seen in our lifetimes in terms of, like, what can happen and how things – are evolved in terms of technology. How does that now help you, besides, you know, not having to go back and splice tape together, but what are the tools and techniques that you can use now, you know, digitally or
yeah.
online?
Well, digital, when I came back into radio after close to 20 years in newspapers, I learned digital editing. And it's just another tool. It is easier, but I realized I missed the physicality of cutting and splicing tape and sticking pieces of tape on the wall. And it's sort of like doing digital art as opposed to drawing or painting with your hands.
Right, right.
I am, although I haven't gotten much of anywhere yet, one interview, going to be producing a podcast, or we're going to be producing a podcast based on our research eventually. But we're not there yet.
I see, okay.
And right now I'm learning a different audio production software program. So.
Gotcha. I gotcha. Okay.
Because I don't. The computer I had, all my old stuff on, died.
I hate when that happens. I've had so much of that recently that I've been looking for some old audio, and like you're like, what hard drive was that? Oh yeah, the one that broke. That's where that audio is. So it is nice to have those old cassettes sometimes and be around. Okay, great. Okay, so enough of that. Forgotten murders from the Alaska's capital. What is it? How did it come about? And I want all the juicy details.
All the juicy details. So it's a book. It's got 10 chapters, and each chapter is a particular historic murder.
Okay.
It's chronologically written, so it starts in 1902, and it ends, our last murder was 1955, just before statehood. And all the murders either occurred in Juneau, and I think there was one that involved Juneau residents but occurred actually in the water. It was a boat that somebody was – maybe two people probably were killed on, and the boat sunk, set on fire and sank in 1920. So it's definitely local. It came about after Ed and I did this enormous amount of research. We actually looked up the word murder in every single digitized newspaper that the Library of Congress had for Juneau and Douglas between the years of 1900 and 1922, which is about when they stopped digitizing the newspapers. I think they may have done some more since then. So we created this spreadsheet listing all these murders. That combined with these indexed newspapers that were put together for the Alaska State Library Archives by a former commercial fisherman. He indexed newspapers just for funsies from around 1920 to around 1960 when he passed. And those two resources allowed us to create a spreadsheet of about 80 murders that occurred in Juneau in those between that time period, those first 60 years of the last century. That then we found out enough about those murders to decide which ones we really wanted to dig into. And 10 of those murders turned into the book. And a few more have turned into presentations and our walking tours.
I see.
And we also looked at, of course, old court records. And it's a lot are missing, but it's pretty amazing what you can find. And, I mean, pieces of evidence are just sitting there in a file box.
Crazy.
Right.
And a whole lot of going through microfilm of historic newspapers. In fact, there was a whole newspaper for 10 or 20 years that had really good crime coverage in the early 1900s in Juneau that doesn't show up on any of the digital databases.
Interesting.
And then genealogical research. And
I spent a lot of time on Ancestry.com looking up murders and murderers.
Right.
And I'm really glad. I mean, I hope nobody ever wonders about my family connections because it would not look good at this point.
So pardon the pun, but how does a murder make the cut for the book?
That's a really great question. And I think there would be some little tidbit that just made us think that sounds interesting. So the first murder in the book is the first murder we're going to be talking about in our presentation on Friday is the superintendent of the Treadwell Gold Mine, the largest gold producing mine in the world.
Yes.
In 1902, killed this itinerant miner in the town plaza at 10 o'clock in the morning, an unarmed man, got away with it.
Oh, wow.
So when we started reading about that, that seemed like a fairly easy one to say, yeah, I want to hear more about that.
Gotcha.
The Birdman of Alcatraz, another easy one to definitely want to extrapolate more. That one's not in the book, but we are doing a presentation, and that will be included in Friday's talk.
And we originally planned on not getting into him much because so much had been written about him until we realized a lot that had been written was not true.
Right.
Oh, so you're going back and sort of correcting
the
record.
Own research. Yeah. And that's what we could talk about that for an hour.
I'm honestly not sure that there isn't a murder among all those 80 that wouldn't have turned into a fascinating story if we had just dug. Because everyone that we really dug into just turned into this incredible microcosm of what was happening in Juneau at that time, how people looked at victims and perpetrators, how the whole justice system worked, how investigations worked, what kind of forensic evidence was available, which in most cases not much until the 1940s. So I think pretty much every story is a fantastic story, and these just happen to be the ones that we grabbed.
That you picked, yeah. Yep. I'm talking to Betsy Longenbaugh about her book, Forgotten Murders from Alaska's Capital, on Juneau Afternoon. I wanted to ask a question. Was there any – I think you just may have hit this there, but it kind of thought this. Were there any common themes among all these murders of the research that you did? I know you're talking about how much people were able to get away with, or, you know, what was the thing that maybe is there a thread between?
Well, there's a couple.
Money.
Money. I mean, so much of it is about money.
Yeah.
Not personal animosity, although that's a factor. But also we kept our eyes open for social issues, for example, how the justice system dealt with Native women who were murdered. And how the media dealt with it, and in many cases it was very different.
I see.
And
also just people of color in general.
And domestic violence wasn't considered a self-defense, you know, an argument for self-defense in killings until, I'm not sure when, but certainly not in the period we had.
Yeah, but self-defense did extend itself in ways that were really interesting to me. We don't tell this story, but we came across it. It was an elderly gentleman. He was in his 80s who was at home one evening late at night, and that somebody pounds on the door and he answers it. And it's a man who's bringing his very drunk adult son home. And the elderly man shoots the friend who brought the elderly adult son home and kills him, saying that it was self-defense because he was afraid the guy was going to break into his house. And he actually ended up being acquitted. Yeah. So those sorts of stories how did that happen? Part of it's not just the story itself, but the consequence of the story.
Right.
You know,
right.
Why did that guy who killed a woman in an office building end up being judged insane? You know, that sort of thing. And what did that mean if he was judged insane? In Alaska in 1955, what happened to you? And so there's lots of sort of putting in context, I think. And that's what was interesting for us.
I imagine that with the research, there comes way more questions, you know, as you work through it. And finding those answers, and then when you discover something, it probably
it's very exciting.
The elation of that.
I know.
Is probably
I'll be
amazing.
Like, oh my gosh, I think I found her daughter.
Ed. All right. So before we run out of time, I do want to discuss. I know that the book, which is Forgotten Murders from Alaska's Capital, went on sale on Amazon yesterday,
and Hearthside's taking pre-orders.
That's what I wondered. Was it whether it was going to be here in Juneau locally? Support your local bookstore.
Yes, absolutely.
Hearthside and also the Juneau Douglas City Museum will have it. They don't have it yet.
Okay.
And they were sponsors of our original research.
So. Gotcha. So you can put in your special order at Hearthside. Now, let's talk about real quick. They have a murder, mystery, and dessert auction this Friday, June 17th at 6 p.m. Tell us a little bit more about that.
Yep. This is a fundraiser for the Catholic Church. We're not Catholics. We're Episcopalians. But they hosted our congregation for 4 years after our church burned down. So this is our thank you to them. It will be at the Cathedral of the Nativity downtown.
The Parish Hall.
And tickets are for sale by a parish member. The phone number to get those tickets is 907-321-3643. And Ed and I will be presenting on 5 different murders. Some of them are in the book, some are not. And I think we're also going to have the book on sale at that event. So there's a limited number of tickets, and we'd encourage you to do that. And then the following day, we have a walking tour that there are some tickets available for that. And that's our downtown walking tour. It's at 2 to 4.
It says 2 to 4 here. I have Capital Killers True Crime Walking Tour on Saturday, June 18th.
And we start at the Juneau Douglas City Museum. And if you want to get tickets for that, call the museum.
Yeah.
Call the museum to get your tickets for that.
Yeah.
Yep. And we cover 7 different murders. Again, some in the book, some not in the book.
And walk half a mile, 3/4 mile around downtown. We avoid the tourist, the heavy tourist areas, because you really can't find a place to have a conversation there.
Yeah. So, I mean, what a week. You've got a book that came out.
Yes.
You have a murder, mystery, and dessert auction on Friday. You have a Capital Killers True Crime Walking Tour on Saturday. Mm-hmm. And I knew that we would not have nearly enough time to get into all the detail. But I do want to recap. So Betsy and Ed's murder mystery presentation and dessert auction set for this Friday, June 17th at 6 p.m. at St. Anne's Parish, right? Is that what you said?
Parish Hall.
Yeah, Parish Hall. And that's a benefit for building renovations.
Yep.
Plus the walking tour. Find the book, Forgotten Murders from Alaska's Capital, at Hearthside. Let's just say that.
Let's just say Hearthside. Absolutely.
And get those. So Gunnath Cheesh for being here today.
Oh,
I really
Gunnath
appreciate
Cheesh,
it. I hope you will come back, because I think we could dive in for a long time on some of these stories. Good luck with the podcast. Good luck with everything.
Thank you.
Good luck with with all of the tours.
If I could mention real quick,
yeah,
we have a website which has all these details and events in the future, and it's truecrimealaska.com.
truecrimealaska.com. All right. Thank you, Ed Schoenfeld and Betsy Longenbaugh.
Thank you so much for having us.